With an update of state and local news this Tuesday, we head to the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald and say good morning to Phil Latzman.
Good morning, Wanda, and good morning all. As the Florida legislature decides how to implement the Federal Protection and Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, lawmakers yesterday in Tallahassee heard from passionate opponents of the law. Margie Menzel reports from the state capitol.
The legislature must decide whether to create and run the state's own health care exchange, from which individual Floridians may purchase health insurance, or to let the federal government do it. When lawmakers opened the floor to public comment on Monday, attorney Chris Ann Hall said the law is unconstitutional and citizens won't accept it.
As you are considering what you're going to do, a primary consideration will be, how will we deal with the fallout of our citizens both lawfully and constitutionally saying we will not comply?
The audience booed State Senator Chris Smith, a Fort Lauderdale Democrat, when he said the Constitution had been corrected throughout its lifetime. He pointed to slavery and the Jim Crow era.
Federal government had to step in because our Constitution is an imperfect document.
No member of the public defended the health care law to the committee. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled the law to be constitutional in June. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.
Meanwhile, a major cultural foundation announced the winners of its annual Arts Challenge last night at the New World Center. Reporter Christine DiMattei was there. She tells us an intimate little cultural hub on the ground floor of a Palm Beach County parking garage won an additional honor from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation.
The organizers of the Knight Arts Challenge wanted to invite South Floridians to participate in the selection process, so they did something new this year. Out of 34 winners of the contest, five were selected as nominees for the challenge's first People's Choice Award.
And the winner is Arts Garage.
In the end, the winner was the only nominee from Palm Beach County. Arts Garage Executive Director Aliona Osh says the Delray Beach Arts Incubator had an edge because it gives its audience a little taste of everything.
It's the fact that we are doing jazz and classical and blues and movies and dance and theater and visual art exhibitions, the combination of all of those fantastic art forms that we're bringing to one building and under one roof and one stage.
Winning the People's Choice Award gives the Arts Garage an additional $20,000 on top of the $30,000 Knight Arts Challenge grant. I'm Christine DiMattei in Miami.
Speaking of the arts, LeBron James has lifted the game of basketball into an art form of its own. The Heat's MVP, who led Miami to an NBA title this year, was named yesterday by Sports Illustrated as its 2012 Sportsman of the Year.
I mean, it's an unbelievable list, and so many other great athletes that's, you know, laid the path for guys like myself. And it's very it's overwhelming.
And James, during practice yesterday for the Heat, he also helped the U.S. win gold at this year's Olympics and was honored as well because of his charitable work, especially involving school children in his native Akron, Ohio. We are looking for your input on what you see during Art Basel Week. Follow us on Twitter and tweet at WLRN to help us out. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.